Sometimes the truth is right in front of us, and yet we cannot see it. It can be clear as day, and we still don't recognize it. Much like in the 2008 movie Vantage Point. It's a film that I enjoy, not because it's exceptionally well-crafted or even because the story is all that compelling, but because the way that the story is told teases out the fact that the truth can be right in front of us, and yet we still can't see it. At least, not fully. Vantage Point, which stars Dennis Quaid and Forest Whitaker, tells the story about an attempted assassination of the American president. What makes it interesting and far different from most movies is that it tells the story from the view of different characters, all of whom are standing in different places and have different views or vantage points of what happened. Over and over, the movie shows the same 5 or 10 minutes, rewinding the narrative and then playing it back again, each time showing it from another character's perspective and giving the audience just a little bit more than they did before, so that they know a little bit more about who shot at the president. Each character only sees the part that is happening right in front of them, as does the audience. The truth may be right in front of you, and you still can't see it. It's certainly true of that movie, and after reading this morning's gospel text from Mark, it also appears to be true of the gospel of Mark, or of the kingdom of God. By the time that we catch up with Jesus at the start of the 4th chapter of Mark, he has started teaching, and his fame has grown, so much so that a very large crowd gathered around him, and then he got into a boat on the sea, and he sat there while the crowd sat at the edge of the sea. Then Jesus begins to teach the crowd in parables, Mark says. He doesn't lecture, he doesn't cite a bunch of statistics or present facts to them. Instead, Jesus begins to teach them by using stories. Furthermore, he doesn't explain those stories to the crowd, he just tells them. First, he tells a story about a farmer who goes out to sow and throws seed everywhere, on rocky ground, on the path, on shallow soil, and among thorns. But some seeds also fell on good soil. It almost seems as if it's an afterthought. At least part of the story seems clear, at least to me, easy to grasp. The seed that fell on good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100 fold, makes one think that they should seek to put their energy into the good soil. Or that's where we should focus our energy, in being good soil, or at least being planted in good soil, or sowing all of our seeds in good soil. Okay, maybe it's not as clear as I originally thought. For the crowd, the truth about the kingdom of God was right there in front of them, and yet they probably weren't able to see it. In fact, it's likely that they didn't see it. The disciples certainly didn't. Jesus has to explain it to them. And I think that we have taken that for granted. We are able to listen over the disciples' shoulders as Jesus explains to them what the parable means, nodding their heads in agreement as each patch of ground is explained. Additionally, we've had the added benefit of thousands of years of biblical scholars to parse out each word's meaning, as well as which parts of the text are callbacks to the Old Testament and what they likely mean. Like each of the characters in Vantage Point who thought they knew what happened based only on what they saw, it's tempting for us to think that we know exactly what Jesus is talking about when he starts telling stories about the kingdom of God. The truth is right in front of us, and we may not be able to see it. In fact, we likely don't see it, or at the very least, we see only a part of it. We always hear the gospel from our own perspective, our own vantage point. We come to Jesus' story with our own set of assumptions, our own biases, our own preconceived notions about what the kingdom of God is like, just as every person, disciple, and theologian before us. The truth is right there in front of us, and we cannot see it, at least not fully. And neither could the disciples. Even though Jesus took them aside, explaining the parables in private, they prove time and time again that they just don't seem to get it. Which is, I think, why Jesus teaches primarily in parables. Because we can't fully understand. It's just not possible. The kingdom of God is a foreign concept to us and to our world. It's completely unlike anything else that exists here on earth. The kingdom is a way full of grace and mercy, while we humans look for vengeance and penance. The kingdom is loving your enemies when we'd rather destroy them in order to protect ourselves. The kingdom is being unworthy of anything that we have received and still being given it anyway, even if we think that we've earned it. The kingdom is where a sower goes out and throws seed all around, even on ground that he knows will likely not yield anything, seemingly wasting all of that seed. No other farmer would do that. The kingdom is where an unlikely group of people come together on a Sunday morning to hear the word of God. Even if by all accounts this group should not exist or should not be as large as it is because church attendance is in decline and people are opting out more and more. The kingdom is the truth that is right in front of us, and yet we cannot fully see. Which is probably why Jesus tells so many different stories, so many different parables, to begin to get at what the kingdom is all about. Because we need to see the kingdom from so many different vantage points before we begin to see it at all. Vantage points that show us the kingdom is not something that we can create or understand on our own. And instead, it is something that is given to us widely and freely. It is a hidden mystery and yet visible for the world to see. It is present here and yet is still coming. It is all around you. But it's also in you. This morning and every morning, may you have ears to listen and eyes to see the kingdom that is already around you. A kingdom that is sown throughout creation and in your hearts. A kingdom with a king that has the power to change everything. A mysterious kingdom full of grace, mercy, and love. A mysterious kingdom that we begin to see in Jesus. The one who would die for the sake of the world and teaches us to do the same. The one who also shows up in the beauty of resurrection, reminding us that life comes out of death and that in that God is in everything, life and death. And then brings us all together so we're able to see such a beautiful kingdom from more than one vantage point.